Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
512 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Feeling pretty good today. It's Friday. Go ahead and smile about that. The weather's not going to be as bad as you could have first imagined. Let me just put it like that. Austin's all over this. He'll be up in a few minutes with the latest weekend forecast for you. It looks like, though, Austin, real quickly here, it looks like Sunday's going to be the day, isn't it? Sunday and Monday.
Yeah. Sunday is significantly worse with rain chances than Saturday is, and then it ticks up from there on Monday. Yeah.
And I want to preface this by saying, let's use the terminology, not I'm talking to you, but I'm talking to everybody, is
right.
Pop-up showers could happen, yeah. Could not happen. So that's the positive slant on it. Speaking of positive slants, let's go ahead and take care of the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Well, UNWF is expanding its operations at the Port of Pensacola. Thursday, city council members voted to lease a portion of the warehouse to the university. The space will house the university's new research program for water and vessel engineering, known as WAVE. Program will partner with the American Magic Yacht Racing Team, expanding research and development of watercraft manufacturing. Pensacola Interstate Fair accepting applications for the John E. Frenkel Senior Educational Grant with a submission deadline of April 11th. The Fair Selection Committee allocated $30,000 in scholarship funds to assist 25 students from Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. Since the program's inception, the Pensacola Interstate Fair has awarded over $1.3 million in educational grants to more than 1,370 students. And FDOT reporting key surfacing resurfacing projects begin next week. Get ready for this. Look for construction activity on Brent Lane, Bayou Boulevard, from Davis to Baisden Road, and on Beulah Road from Mobile Highway to Isaac's Lanes. By the way, lane closures will be limited to nighttime hours between 8 p.m. and 6 a.m.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Fitting that you brought up lanes on the roads here, just in time for some traffic and weather together, brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Several spots to get into on the roads here. Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River has its typical congestion. We also have some as you continue westbound into Pace, passing the Walmart Supercenter. And there was an accident reported on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound through the Windhaven Beach area. We got some problems over there. Over in Pensacola, Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, got some issues there, and still have some problems on 9 Mile Road, traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 71 degrees, going to be a low of 66 tonight. Saturday and Sunday, going to have temperatures similar, but as we mentioned earlier, that rain's going to kick in, and it's going to be about 50% chance on Saturday, 70 on Sunday, and 90 on Monday.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
All right, Florida state government is taking a page out of the Trump playbook, emulating some of the president's policies when it comes to spending and illegal immigration crackdowns. Here's more from Fox.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis recently announcing a new state DOGE task force, and DeSantis is now returning nearly $900 million in federal money, saying in part, quote, other states should follow Florida in supporting DOGE's efforts. And now DeSantis is targeting his state's property tax.
Tax the tourists, tax some of the foreigners.
But the governor isn't just focused on economics. Announcing all 67 Florida counties are working with ICE to assist with deportations.
All righty, and you can get more money to better protect your home from hurricanes. State Senate President Ben Albritton announced yesterday over $100 million from the My Safe Florida Home program is now available. It'll be distributed to over 10,000 people who would get about $10,000 each. You must apply before April 30th and must have already had a home inspection. You can get more info at mysafefl.com.
517 News Radio 92.3. A Florida lawmaker is withdrawing a proposal to require drivers to register front license plates. Joel Manchin, down in Tallahassee.
Republican Senator Joe Gruter says after feedback from other legislators and constituents, he'll remove the requirements from the Lilly Glaubach Act, which is named in honor of a 13-year-old Sarasota girl who died in a hit-and-run. Now, the bill is aimed at tackling the rising number of hit-and-run crashes in Florida. Primary goal, enhancing accountability for vehicle repair shops and preventing people from obtaining repairs under false pretenses. That front license plate requirement proposal was added as an amendment to help law enforcement identify vehicles involved in hit and runs, but Gruters now says he'll remove it during the next committee hearing. I'm Joel Malkin.
All righty. And mention this strange story. Last hour, the owner of a kangaroo that escaped from captivity in Florida last year will have to pay almost $1,000 in fines. Scott Mitchell pleaded no contest Wednesday to possession of captive wildlife for commercial or sanctuary purposes without a permit. The kangaroo escaped last October when a bear entered its enclosure and was on the loose for nearly 3 weeks. Now, you may be thinking, okay, this guy got in trouble for owning a kangaroo. No, that's not the problem. You can do that in Florida. The problem is his permit had expired.
Oh, those old roos, let me tell you.
Yeah,
I ran into them down at Australia. They are interesting characters, and I mean that.
And can't they be mean?
Well,
any animal can be mean.
They will kick the heck out of you.
Right.
Watch the legs at all times. Hey, another Florida story that I want to pass on to you this afternoon. It's going to touch your heart. A mom is trying to help drug addicts from overdosing in honor of her son. Our good friends down at Fox 35 in Orlando, Chris Lindsay, has a story from Volusia.
The mission of a grieving mother is coming into form. Jean Bailey, when she was starting her efforts to both honor her son, whom she lost to an overdose, and help others suffering from addiction. At that time, she'd installed a Narcan vending machine at an SMA clinic in Daytona Beach. Fast forward a few months, with the help of a state opioid response grant, and a couple of nonprofits, including Volusia Recovery Alliance, a newly placed vending machine is helping get the life-saving drug to as many as possible, this time in Ormond Beach. The hope is the machines will increase access even further, while reducing stigma and, most importantly, saving lives.
And Florida joining other states in seeking approval for a $39.1 million settlement with Apotex. The generic drug maker is accused of inflating prices and limiting competition. State Attorney James Uthmeyer urging people to see if they qualify for compensation as a part of the settlement.
I hear too much about these type of stories. A 12-year-old in Florida now in trouble with law enforcement for allegedly plotting an intricate bombing attack on a school. Eben Brown has more.
Deputies in Lee County, Florida, the Fort Myers area, are charging a 12-year-old boy for threatening his school with a bomb attack. Other students at Veterans Park Academy for the Arts reported the boy's actions, and investigators uncovered the child created detailed drawings indicate a plan to place explosive devices throughout the campus, alongside a written plan described as a manifesto. His computer allegedly had a search history of looking up bomb making and profiles on serial killers. The 12-year-old is charged with making threats to commit violence and acts of terrorism. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Just about 5:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. We'll be back in just a few minutes, and we'll get a deep dive on some national headlines for you.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Some people believe that Jesus came into the world primarily for social reasons. They believe he came to feed the poor or heal the sick. The truth is, the primary reason Jesus came into the world was not social at all, but it was spiritual. Luke 19:10 explains that Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. Mark 10:45 says that he came to give his life a ransom for many. Spiritually speaking, we all have a serious sin problem, and God gave his only begotten Son to die in your place and in mine to make atonement for our sin. Jesus came as a medicinal healing balm for a sin-sick people. I urge you to admit that you're a sinner and call upon Christ to save you.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
It's always Sonny's here. This is Eldon with Sonny's Barbecue. When you're ready for slow smoke barbecue prepared by local pitmasters since 1968, it's always Sonny's. Visit us at four convenient locations in the News Radio area: Pine Forest, Navy Boulevard, 9th Avenue, and in Pace on Highway 90. With $10 big deals and all-you-can-eat ribs for only $19.99 every day. Kids eat free every Saturday, and don't forget that good old banana pudding, all served with a heaping portion of Southern hospitality. Open daily at 10:45. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The East Coast Writers Association presents the Books by the Bay Festival Saturday downtown in Museum Plaza from 10 till 4. See booksbythebay.info for more. The Palafox Market is open Saturdays from 9 till 2 at both the Martin Luther King Jr. Plaza and Plaza Ferdinand. Check out items from talented vendors who grow, make, or create. See visitpensacola.com for more. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare, and I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing. Attorneys, this was meant to be funny, so please don't sue me, especially my friend Kenneth from Black River Falls, Wisconsin.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-790-1400. 800-790-1400. 800-790-1400.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the legislature in Tallahassee passing, at least the House did, a law that would reduce the gun purchase age for rifles and shotguns to 18. We talked with Alex Andrade about the customary use bill that he's running, the reduction in state sales tax and overall spending that his party is running, and asked him whether he did, in fact, have anything to do with Milton not getting its three projects funded, as has been kind of implied. You can listen to all of those conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9 right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
524 News Radio 92.3 stocks closing lower today amid concerns over rising inflation costs. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
Stocks falling sharply for the day and notching losses for the week as fresh economic data fuels inflation fears. New data show that inflation is tracked by the Fed's preferred measure and excluding volatile food and energy prices ticked slightly higher in February than was expected. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors ended in the red except for utilities. Gold climbed as investors push into safer assets with prices rising to record levels at $3,085 an ounce. The Dow winners, Amgen, Merck and United Health Group, the Dow decliners, Goldman Sachs, Microsoft, and Caterpillar. The Dow down 716 points, the NASDAQ lower by 481, S&P 500 down 112. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
All righty, still got some backups on Highway 90. That's going to be if you're traveling westbound, coming over the water into downtown Milton. Do have some backups at the intersection of Nine Mile Road and Palafox Street. That's in both east and westbound lanes. And on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards Nine Mile, got some problems there too. As for the weather, sitting at around 71 degrees currently, low of 66 tonight. This weekend's going to have similar temperatures, but the rain chances are going to come in Saturday and creep up as we get closer to Monday.
Yeah, it's going to be a wash Sunday and Monday. Not totally a wash, but it's going to be high levels of rain showers.
Yay.
We'll watch it. Okay, new data showing a slight increase in inflation is on the books now. Jenny Casola has the details.
Most inflation readings held steady last month and some actually rose. The PCE, Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, rose 0.3% in February. For the year ending in February, the reading held steady at 2.5%. Excluding food and energy, the core monthly increase was 0.4%, and core PCE for the year was up 2.8%. Both core readings increased and were higher than economists were expecting. Prices have cooled significantly since the core PCE peaked at 5.6% annual inflation in February of 2022, a 39-year high. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
And a judge has yet to make a decision on the location of the immigration case against Columbia University grad student Mahmoud Khalil. At a hearing in Newark earlier today, the judge said he would issue a ruling as soon as possible. The Southern District of New York ordered last week that the case be moved to New Jersey, where Khalil's challenge was filed. The feds are fighting for the proceedings to be held in Louisiana, where Khalil has been detained since March 8th following his ICE arrest.
Texas Democrat Representative Jasmine Crockett facing criticism here. She's been pretty vocal recently after referring to Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott as Hot Wheels. Well, now Texas Republican U.S. House candidate Sheldon Daniels is challenging her seat on Capitol Hill in 2026. Daniels told Fox he plans to win with an old school grassroots campaign.
Jasmine Crockett didn't get elected on her policy or her grand ideas or even her success as a legislator. You know, she's been wholly ineffective when it comes to passing legislation or repealing bad legislation. She's essentially a social media influencer who's posing as a congresswoman.
Wow. All right. And a proposed California ballot initiative being named after the alleged United Healthcare CEO killer, the Luigi Mangione Act would make it harder for insurance companies to deny medical care and would require the companies to pay full coverage without itemized lists. The attorney general's office recently received a proposal from an L.A. attorney, and if passed, people could sue insurers and receive attorney fees.
Well, the Senate Armed Services Subcommittee is addressing an emerging technology that could have a big impact on U.S. military operations. Kevin Yurinsky has more in Securing America.
Securing America.
A recent Senate Armed Services Subcommittee hearing looked at the impact of AI on national security and the military. Nevada Democratic Senator Jackie Rosen saying AI changes everything.
We know that our adversaries are developing new AI tools that have the potential to fundamentally shift the nature of warfare.
AI experts testified that advanced artificial general intelligence is coming. Jim Miner is a VP and director at RAND Global.
And the consequences so profound that the U.S. national security community should take it seriously and plan for it.
And he warned that AI is a critical race.
Reminiscent of the nuclear arms race, such that the quest for superiority risks triggering rather than deterring conflict.
However, other witnesses testified the Pentagon has not launched a new AI platform in a decade and lacks the foundational pieces necessary to build AI solutions. Kevin Uretzky, Fox News.
News Radio 92.3, King Charles, briefly hospitalized for side effects relating to his cancer treatment. Alex Hogan has more from Buckingham Palace.
King Charles III was seen for the first time today since that brief hospitalization yesterday. The king waved to crowds from his car while leaving Clarence House, his residence, earlier today. Buckingham Palace says that the 76-year-old king was taken to the hospital for experiencing temporary side effects after what was a scheduled visit for his ongoing cancer treatment. All of his planned events were cleared from his schedule yesterday and today. The palace released a statement that read in part, quote, His Majesty would like to send his apologies to all of those who may be inconvenienced or disappointed as a result.
Big events coming up tomorrow. Of course, the Bayou Hills Run over at Bayview, right there at the Bayview Park. Right. Start that off at 7. The kids go at 9. Don't forget also the Waterboys Spring Surf Classic is tomorrow. That event will take place over at the Pensacola Beach Pier. A lot of activities, and I think your weather tomorrow's going to look pretty darn good. This is News Radio 92.3. Thanks a lot for listening.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Vice President J.D. Vance making a visit to a U.S. military base on Greenland today as President Trump continues to push for a takeover of the Danish territory, speaking from the Oval Office.
We need Greenland, very importantly, for international security. We have to have Greenland. It's not a question of, do you think we can do without it? We can't.
President claims China has been sending submarines and ships to the area. Sell-off on Wall Street today, the Dow falling to 716 points, S&P having one of its worst days in 2 years. Fox's Hillary Barsky.
Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors ended in the red except for utilities. Gold climbed as investors push into safer assets, with prices rising to record levels at $3,085 an ounce.
The Nasdaq dropping 481. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The Federal Reserve's key inflation measure rose more than expected in February, while consumer spending almost posted a smaller-than-projected increase, according to the Commerce Department. The University of Michigan's final read on consumer sentiment for March came in at 57, which was under the Dow Jones target of 57.9. Analysts with Michigan say long-run inflation expectations surged from 3.5% in February to over 4% in March. Lululemon beat Wall Street expectations for fiscal fourth quarter earnings and revenue, but issued 2025 guidance that left analysts wanting more. Shares are currently off slightly in after-hours trading. Stocks were significantly lower today on Wall Street, with the Dow losing 1.6% and the S&P 500 and NASDAQ losing 2 and 2.7% respectively. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. After tonight, we'll know who the 8 teams remaining are in the NCAA tournament. And then Chris Beard and Ole Miss will pull off the upset against Michigan State. And then have the third time being a charm for Tennessee up against Kentucky. And I'll roll with the number one seeds in Auburn against Michigan and Houston against Purdue, as both the Tigers and Cougars will continue their journeys, punching their tickets to the Elite Eight. I'm Zach Gelb.
Ready to shoot your shot? Log into BetMGM and make your picks in our March Matchups 250K Pick'em for your chance to win a share of bonus bets. It's free to play and easy to get started. Just log into your BetMGM account and predict what will happen at different points throughout the college basketball tournament. You'll earn points with every correct answer, which gives you a shot to win a share of bonus bets. Just pick what will happen throughout March Matchups, and if you make enough correct picks, you'll win a share of bonus bets. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinky Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Cops, Cars, and Crawfish is back on Saturday, April 12th. It's a car show and a crawfish boil to benefit the Escambia County Sheriff's Foundation. The gates at Five Flags Speedway open to the public at 10 a.m., and you can bring your family out to wander around and see some incredible cars. There's trophies, door prizes, a 50-50 raffle, a free movie on the big screen, the People's Choice Awards, and of course, crawfish. The Cat Crew's going to be there. We'll be bringing the fun and games. We'll look forward to seeing you at Cops, Cars, and Crawfish 2025.
I'm Robert Bender, your Escambia County Supervisor of Elections. The special general election is April 1st, and there are 3 ways you can vote. 1, you can request a vote by mail ballot by March 20th. 2, you can vote early at any one of our 10 early voting locations from March 22nd through March 29th. 3, you can vote at your polling place on Election Day, April 1st. Whatever you decide, just get out your vote. For more information, visit EscambiaVotes.gov or call 850-595-3900.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Right now.
Just a side of loco. I'm going crazy. Think I love you, baby.
537, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. You're looking at a pretty good Friday afternoon. In fact, it's a real nice Friday afternoon. Hope you have a big weekend planned for yourself. Thank you so much for having us on. We do appreciate it. Let me go ahead and jump in and do the top three trending stories this afternoon.
If you insist.
Here's today's top three story.
Kansas County Commissioner is getting some backlash after reports indicate they've backtracked on a $2 million pledge to help with the Old Baptist Hospital demolition project. Commissioner Mike Kohler says he's not backtracking on anything because the county never made that commitment. According to Kohler, there has never been any formal agreement or discussion on that number at the board level. 35-year-old William Coleman of Pensacola is charged with sexually assaulting a girl three times when she was in the sixth and seventh grades. He was recently arrested on charges of sexual assault of a victim under 12, child abuse, and resisting arrest. He's being held in the Escambia jail on $1 million bond. The crimes happened between August 2020 to December 2021. And 36-year-old Cameron Bradley of Milton charged in Santa Rosa County with possessing bestiality videos. He was arrested on 20 counts of possessing pornographic material depicting humans engaged in sexual activity with animals. He's being held in the Santa Rosa County Jail on a $100,000 bond.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Deion Sanders becoming one of the highest-paid coaches in college football. The University of Colorado says Sanders signed a 5-year, $54 million contract extension. The new deal increases his base salary to $10 million starting this year. And the university credits him for turning around the Big 12 program because I want to say it was in his first year they went 4-8. And then this last year, what, they won like 9-10 games?
It changed somewhat.
Yeah, just a tad. Yeah,
James.
A slight bump in the market there. Yeah, sure.
539, News Radio 92.3. The Elite Eight will be set by the end of the night. And tonight, Joe Morgan has a preview.
Tonight's men's college basketball action will be dominated by the power conferences. Just three conferences, the SEC, Big Ten, and Big 12, are represented with four spots in the Elite Eight on the line. To start the night, 6-seed Ole Miss takes on Tom Izzo and 2-seed Michigan State in Atlanta before an all-SEC matchup between 3-seed Kentucky and 2-seed Tennessee goes down in Indianapolis. In the late games, the top seed in the tournament, Auburn, looks to get by 5-seed Michigan, while 4-seed Purdue and 1-seed Houston round out the evening. The Boilermakers are looking to make a return trip to the championship game after losing to UConn 1 year ago. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And since we're talking about March Madness here, I want to give you another reminder that Westwood One Sports coverage of the NCAA Men's Tournament can be found on our sister station. That's ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, and on your ESPN Pensacola mobile app. ESPN Pensacola is your home for March Madness this basketball season.
Okay, spring football back tonight. Jared Max has a preview.
The seasons are changing every day. While yesterday marked league-wide opening day for the boys of summer and the 2025 Major League Baseball season, tonight we say hello to spring football. The second season of the United Football League kicks off on Fox TV, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Fox Corporation is a 50% shareholder in the league and will regularly feature UFL games Friday nights. The UFL came to be as a merger last year between the latest reincarnations of the USFL and the XFL, four teams from each league. Eight in all in the United Football League, who play 10 regular season games. The defending champions are the Birmingham Stallions, who also won the USFL title in 2022 and 23. Tonight on Fox, it's the St. Louis Battlehawks versus the Houston Roughnecks. Jared Max, Fox News.
Okay, let me just add this on here. The rest of the weekend schedule for UFL, San Antonio, Arlington, that is tomorrow's game. They play that one at 4, and then on the 30th, Michigan, Memphis, and Birmingham at the D.C. Defenders.
All righty. And, you know, speaking of new seasons, new beginnings, the wait is over for the Tampa Bay Rays. They opened their 2025 season today at their new home in Tampa, hosting the Colorado Rockies for the first of a three-game series at Steinbrenner Field. And the Rays came back from being down 2-0 to win 3-2 on a go-ahead run in the bottom of the ninth.
Very interesting. UWF is expanding its operations at the Port of Pensacola. Sure are. Thursday, city council members voted to lease a portion of the warehouse to the university. The space will house the university's new research program for water and vessel engineering. They call it the WAVE. The program will partner with the American Magic Yacht Racing Team, expanding research and development of watercraft manufacturing. Well, I'll tell you this, Mayor Reeves is energized for the growth possibilities this partnership brings to the port.
Certainly, we're excited to continue to grow and expand what we always hoped. Of course, the presence of American Magic, and as we continue to recruit and grow and expand those type of uses.
Okay, the lease's start date has been postponed to July 1st. Why? Well, it allows more time for preparations.
All right, and the Memphis Grizzlies firing head coach Taylor Jenkins. That's according to multiple reports. And it comes as the team is currently fifth in the Western Conference with a record of 44-29. I believe that's the same record as the Lakers. Jenkins began coaching Memphis in 2019 and made the playoffs three times. He went 250 and 214 as Grizzlies head coach, the most coaching wins in franchise history, which begs the question, what the heck caused them to fire him midseason? I'm assuming, because I haven't done my research on it, as I should have, but I am assuming that there is something going on here that we don't know all the details about yet. I don't think they just decided they're sick of him.
Probably not. 543, News Radio 92.3. Got a gambling problem? The American Psychological Association says people in their early 20s are the fastest growing group of gamblers. If you or somebody you know needs some help, call 888-ADMIT-IT. For the Florida-based helpline, gaming experts say 2.5 million Americans have a problem, and it should be seen as a public health issue.
All righty.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Let's see. Looking at the roads here, have several issues. That's why we're kind of getting this started a bit early here. Have some minor backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, and have an accident on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound in the Windhaven Beach area, causing some heavy backups there, pushing you back to about Hurlburt Field. Also have some problems lingering on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. And last but not least, on a Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, we've still got some backups there, reaching back to I-10. As for the weather, it's going to be 71 degrees, low of 66 tonight. And this weekend, temperatures are going to be similar with highs into 70s, lows into 60s. But we're going to see those rain shower chances come in at about 50% on Saturday. And it's going to tick up a bit higher on Sunday to about 70%.
544, News Radio 92.3. This is Pensacola Right Now. Afternoon, everybody. Early voting for the April 1st special election underway through tomorrow. Two races will be on that ballot, U.S. House District 1 special election in the Florida House District 3 primary. And if you're cruising the intersections today by Brent and Davis, look over on the corner. You'll see Jimmy Patronis over there. They're doing what they call the wave. And what does that mean? They're waving at people. Very, very complicated procedure.
Concept there, yeah.
Big time.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
All righty. FCC saying it will investigate the Walt Disney Company and ABC's DEI efforts. The agency wrote in a letter Friday that it wants to ensure the media giant hasn't been violating regulations, which classify DEI efforts as discrimination. It previously kicked off a similar investigation into Comcast and NBC Universal last month.
Okay. Astronauts on board the International Space Station. Good Lord. You know, these guys have been through a lot.
And, yes.
Well, now they may have to stretch some of their supplies because they can't get a ship up there with all of the stuff that they need to get to them. Good Lord. Let's see here. Jill Nato is following the story for us.
NASA and Northrop Grumman have hit a snag for an upcoming cargo resupply mission to the ISS. The automated cargo spacecraft Cygnus, designed for resupply missions, has been damaged during delivery to the Space Coast in Florida.
It was supposed to launch in June, but now it's not expected to take off until sometime in the fall. But SpaceX has a cargo flight scheduled for next month, and officials say they'll be able to load that up to carry extra food and consumables to make sure those on board the station don't run out. Jill Nato, Fox News.
And President Trump doubling down on his goal that the U.S. will take control of Greenland, quote, one way or the other. Speaking from the White House, Trump said it's not only in the best interest of the U.S., but for world peace. And his comments, of course, coming at the same time Vice President Vance and his wife have been touring a U.S. Space Force base there, part of a scaled-back visit with the controversy swirling.
Rain will take to the south and cold conditions are expected up north. Janice Dean has a look at the weather.
Heavy rain with the potential of flash flooding continues today for Texas and Louisiana in advance of our next big storm system, bringing heavy rain, strong winds, hail, and tornadoes over the weekend and into next week as the cold front associated with this system moves east. Further north, wintry weather will be the story with several rounds of snow, sleet, and ice, especially for the northern plains, upper Midwest, Great Lakes, and interior northeast. Please pay close attention to your local weather forecasts and Fox Weather. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
And declassified CIA documents claim that a psychic located the Ark of the Covenant in the Middle East as part of a secret project. All the way back in the 1980s, the Ark gained secular fame through the movie Raiders of the Lost Ark, and it remains an important part of Jewish and Christian religion. According to reports, the CIA claims to have used ESP, or extrasensory perception, to locate the Ark.
Okay, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem stopping in Mexico today to cap off her tour around South and Central America. Fox's Griff Jenkins has the latest from Washington.
What's at stake are potentially crushing tariffs hanging like the sword of Damocles over President Sheinbaum with a deadline next week, pressuring her to show she's winning against those cartels yesterday. No met with Colombia's leftist president, Gustavo Petro, who clashed with Trump back in January over deportations, but now there's a shift in the two countries' relationship. This after Noem issued that stern warning to criminal aliens standing in front of tattooed inmates in El Salvador's mega prison, threatening them with the same fate as those deported there under the Alien Enemies Act, which is currently blocked by Judge Boasberg's restraining order. That's now headed to the Supreme Court on a fast track, the administration asking the justices to allow those flights to resume.
And this was a strange headline I had holstered last hour. A new breast milk flavored ice cream is due in 9 months. Frida celebrating its new 2-in-1 manual breast pump with the sweet treat. The ice cream does not contain real breast milk, thank the Lord, but the flavor aims to bring out the taste of it. It's also fortified with the same nutrients found in breast milk, such as omega-3 fats and vitamins like iron, calcium, zinc, and vitamins B and D.
Okay, FWC conducting 3 virtual meetings for public feedback on a possible black bear hunt here in Florida. The Zoom meetings are scheduled Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday, and we'll discuss proposals for a highly regulated black bear hunt. It'll be presented to the FWC commissioners sometimes in May.
All righty, just about 5:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we'll get some business headlines for you, and maybe as we ease you into the bottom of this 5 o'clock hour, we'll maybe get some pop culture stuff in there. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Tired of wandering the aisles of those big box stores, struggling to find the help you need? At Home Outlet, we do things differently. First, we guarantee the lowest price on kitchens, baths, floors, and more. Find it cheaper somewhere else? We'll beat it by 10%. Second, we're employee owned. Yep, the folks helping you design your dream kitchen actually own the place. You're not just another customer to us. You're the customer. So why deal with the other stores? Break up with the big box and upgrade to Home Outlet. Find a location near you at homeoutlet.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get the Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, the Department of Government Efficiency is cracking down on alleged Social Security fraud. Yes, I say, a big topic here this afternoon. Grady Trimble has more from Capitol Hill.
Elon Musk and the Doge team, they have only been on the job for a couple of months, but they say they have already found widespread Social Security fraud. Here's one example Musk gave.
They call in, they say they claim to be a retiree. Then they convince the person, the Social Security person on the phone, to change where the money's flowing. It actually goes to some fraudster.
In response to Democrats who claim Doge is looking to make cuts to the program, Musk says that is simply not true. He says that the result of rooting out fraud will be that legitimate Social Security recipients will receive more money, not less money.
And speaking of the subject matter, over 200 Tesla protests set to take place at dealerships around the world on Saturday. Organizers calling it a global day of action as part of a campaign dubbed Tesla Takedown. Those behind it are aiming to damage Musk's standing in the political world by impacting sales and the stock price of EV makers.
553 News Radio 92.3. Some rental car companies say they will be benefiting from President Trump's tariffs on foreign countries. Madison Allworth has an explanation from NYC.
It's for two reasons. One, you might see some drivers opt to go the rental car route rather than buying a new expensive vehicle. The other reason, which is very compelling, is that companies like Hertz and Avis, once they're done using their cars as rental cars, they then sell them on the used car market. And those vehicles, because they already exist, all avoid the existing tariffs that we've just had announced. So they're more valuable today than they were before this tariff announcement. Shares of Hertz and Avis Budget Group each surged more than 20% on Thursday in the aftermath of President Trump's announcement to slap a 25% tariff on imported vehicles.
And mentioned this earlier this afternoon, consumer sentiment falling sharply in March as inflation worries have been surging. The University of Michigan's final reading for the month plunged 12% from February as consumers continue to worry about the economy. Survey officials say that inflation fears drove much of the downturn, which stretched across all age and income groups.
Just a second ago, you heard from Elon Musk a real brief audio clip explaining one of the scams with Social Security. Well, Doge Chairman Musk sits down for an exclusive interview with Fox News. Howie Kurtz has an analysis in Media Minute.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
Fox's Brett Baer interviewed Elon Musk yesterday, the budget cutter in chief, who says he's going to cut a $2 trillion federal deficit to $1 trillion. That may well be unrealistic, but he is trying to apply Silicon Valley techniques to all of this government spending and claims that this will help people get benefits as opposed to many of them losing their job. But here's what was really smart about it from Musk's point of view. People think of the Doge team as these sort of nameless, faceless musketeers who are possibly ruining their Social Security, making mistakes. And by the way, Musk admitted mistakes. But they seem like smart engineers, and it puts a face to what had been a bureaucratic effort. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
and weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, looking at the roads here. Have some backup still on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also still have a ton on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Windhaven Beach. An accident there causing backups all the way to Hurlburt Field. Those are your biggest problems right now. As for the weather, 71 degrees, low of 66 tonight. Weekend's going to have similar temperatures, but we're going to see those rainfall chances come in. Nothing too major, but it's going to be probably some pretty steady dampness.
Here's today's pop culture news.
All right, musician Lindsey Buckingham reunites with Mick Fleetwood in the studio. This is great. Michelle Polino has the latest update for us.
Former Fleetwood Mac bandmates Lindsey Buckingham and Mick Fleetwood are back in the studio together, according to Swedish producer Carl Falk, who posted on Threads that Buckingham offered to play guitar and sing on Fleetwood's album. This is the first time the two were pictured together since Buckingham was booted from Fleetwood Mac in 2018 after a battle over his solo work. But Stevie Nicks had enough of Buckingham. The two have a storied history. Buckingham joined the group with Nicks as a couple. However, the pair broke up soon after, and their unraveling led to the success of the band's classic Rumours. No release date for Fleetwood's project yet. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And there's a massive effort to rename Nashville's airport after a country music icon. You could probably guess who it is. A petition with 45,000 signatures has been started to rename Nashville International Airport Dolly Parton International Airport.
I thought it was going to be Johnny Cash.
Okay, that's not bad either. Organizers say Dolly embodies the qualities of Music City, like love, acceptance, and goodwill.
Okay, there could be another spinoff of that drama series Yellowstone being planned. Did you ever watch it?
No, but golly, I heard about it.
I heard it was great. Here's Michelle Polino with more.
A new Yellowstone spinoff focusing on John Dutton's youngest son, Casey, could be in the works. On the original show, Luke Grimes played Casey, the Navy SEAL turned livestock commissioner. Deadline says this series leans hard into Casey's SEAL past, spinning it into a procedural, which would air on CBS. Add this untitled show to the growing pile of Yellowstone spinoffs created by Taylor Sheridan, Beyond 1883 and 1923 already on the air, and the first contemporary spinoff, The Madison with Michelle Pfeiffer, which filmed last year, no air date yet. There are also rumors around a Beth and Rip spinoff starring Kelly Riley and Cole Hauser, plus a 1944 prequel. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And actress Megan Fox is a new mom again. Her ex-boyfriend, Machine Gun Kelly, made a social media post Thursday announcing the birth, saying that she's finally here. This makes baby number four for Fox, who shares her three other children with ex-husband Brian Austin Green. And MGK is also the father of a teenage daughter.
So I can officially say I'm out of touch with the Sex Pistols. I mentioned during the last hour, I wonder if Sid Vicious is still around. He died in 1979. Thanks for a texter, right?
A texter asked. I thought you were joking. That's what I told him. I thought he was kidding.
I have no idea. I mean, I don't keep up with the Sex Pistols, but they have announced their first North American tour in two decades. Here's Michelle Polino.
The Sex Pistols are heading to North America this fall. This is the legendary punk band's first tour since 2003. Steve Jones, Paul Cook, Glenn Matlock, and new frontman Frank Carter kick it off September 16th in Dallas at the Longhorn Ballroom, where Cowboys once pelted them with bottles and pig hooves back in 1978. God save the Queen. The band will play their soul album, Nevermind the Bollocks, and more. Here come the Sex Pistols, hitting cities like Washington, Philadelphia, Brooklyn, New York, wrapping October 16th at the Hollywood Palladium. Tickets drop April 4th in a TV series titled Pistol. Additional tour stops will be announced at a later date. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Okay, coming up on 6 o'clock, this is News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. See you in about 12 minutes or so.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.